And now
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
Damon.
It's a little disturbing. I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Catch Damon with comedian Howie Bell and Precious Thursday in Edmonton and Friday in Calgary. That's the Canadian swing, huh? All right.
Yes, sir.
Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams from Chicago reports on a woman who took time out to the next level. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom. As serious as a mean lady with a nice ass.
Man, three of them. Go right ahead.
Wow. One of my buddies, his wife used to talk to him all kind of ways. And I was like, how is he taking that? Then she walk away. I'm like, oh, I get it. Okay. Yep, say what you want to say, ma'am. All right. A 36-year-old woman in West Jordan, Utah is facing child abuse and abandonment. Employees at the Jordan Valley Medical Center say an 8-year-old boy walked into the front door, walked up to the reception counter, handed them a note that stated, "This boy is rude and unruly." It also describes the boy as being, and I quote, "ungovernable, and I don't want him in my house at all." So, you know, you got to be a bad little boy if your mother drive up to some random hospital, give you a note, say, "Here, baby, take this inside for mommy," and pull off.
Ungovernable.
Yeah, she made up a word, I believe. But this is what happened, Sybil. She said, "Look, I can't do it." And she thought she had a valid reason why, like, this was a good idea.
I thought that was okay that we could drop them all because it was a safe haven place.
Yeah, she thought the safe haven law applied to 8-year-olds. Now, if you don't know, the safe haven is where you have a newborn baby, you drop it off, you got up to 3 days, and there's no repercussions.
But 8 years old.
8 years old with a note. Here, that's it. I'm done. I get. Did she also know there's an abortion law? You think you could take your 8-year-old and get him aborted as well, ma'am? Yeah, where do I take this 8-year-old? This ain't working out. Come on. Anyway, to her credit, though, the boy was really bad, and she had 4 other kids. In fact, if you listen closely to the cut, listen to the background. Play it.
I thought that was okay that we could drop them all because it was a safe haven place.
She got 4 other kids acting a fool in the background. So they had a warrant for her arrest, and I'm thinking she's going to turn herself in so she can go get some rest at a nice, quiet county jail. Seriously. As serious as a good party with a bad DJ. AKA anything in Vegas. Party full of nice looking people.
I know.
Kicking it.
Music, man.
And then bonk, 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 bonk. Right, it's some boom. All right, this next story, let me move it along. All right, to be a monk, you got to have at least a higher sense of consciousness, discipline, and restraint. But the monk in this next story didn't possess all these characteristics. His name was Kang Nguyen Le. All right. He was the presiding leader of a Vietnamese Buddhist temple in Louisiana. Now, that's already a joke because I don't know how many members you got for a Vietnamese Buddhist in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Yeah.
But it must be a lot because he's being charged with fraud. He withdrew over almost $250,000 from the temple's money to go gamble at the Lake Charles Casino.
Oh, my God.
They say he would take as much as $10,000 at a time to play blackjack. And I don't know how you could be a presiding monk and resist, you know, sex and even speaking, but you can't resist a blackjack table. Seriously. Plus, if you're a monk, I think you got to be quiet. You got to have a vow of silence. How are you going to play blackjack and you can't say hit me?
Just tapping.
Right. Every time he nods, they give him a card. But how do you say stay? The dealer didn't know what to do, so that's why he kept losing. Right. And how you sneak off from the temple? You know he ain't wear his monk clothes, so they had to say, "Where are you going?" You know, when you put on your casino clothes. Seriously. Anyway, he's facing charges of wire fraud and gonna be in jail real soon. Report to you live from Chicago. It's your chief correspondent, David Williams.
In Lafayette, Louisiana,
a Buddhist Vietnamese.
He stole $250,000. Wow.
But only $10,000 at a time.